Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our morning Rosh Hashanah. Ule schus Moshe Rabbeinu Naisa Moshe Mordechai. Achaz Bezuchaim Tzvi B'chol Yitzchak Letzer B'chol Yimei Leha. Rav Shai Ben Leah, Rav Joseph Ben Chana, Rav Yitzchak Ben Baracha, Rav Moshe Ben Reizel, Rav Zvi Tov Vasila Rovida, Phil Brios Hashlema, Rav Eliezer Chaim Ben Esther Sima. Rav Shlema, Baruch Batzlav Chomase Yada, Rabbi Yosef Tzvi, Ben Marisan Amirim, Dad Ramas Ramir, Dad Ramanus Ramirim, Nemes Epis Marisan Amirim, Baruch Batzlav Chomase Yadem, Bukhon Luvim Elem, Mesechus Shabbos, and Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. The bottom, the Gemara is dealing with various Pesukim and Koheles, so it wants to explain now the Pesuk of Kilo Kelev Chai, Hu Tov Mina Aye Hames. A live dog is better than a dead lion. So Ma'ase about Rav Shach, and after a certain gadol was nifter, told the Talmidim, "Tov hakelav achayim in aryeh ha'meis." It could be that the meis was an aryeh; he was amazing. He was a lion, and I'm only a kelav, but at least I'm chai. So we all have to keep mitzvahs steigen. What is Hashem? In any event, we are going to continue our series of shiurim, and we're going to explain this in the Ein Hayah, and we're going to explain this shtickel. Al-Pi Torat Maran Arav, the Sefer Ein Hayah, Be'ot Nun Bet. Better is a living dog than a dead lion. And then the Gemara goes on to explain, which hopefully we have a lot more to talk about in that context, but let's see what the Rav says over here. דברים מאוד חשובים. יסוד הכרת האמת, שבה תלויה הכרת היסוד האדיר של הכרת שם השם אלוקים חיים. The foundation of recognizing truth, in which is dependent the recognition of the incredible foundation principle, of recognizing the name of the living God. Remember, our God is a living God. He's in Elohim Chaim. He's filled with chiyus. And therefore, if one is alive, one is connected to this chiyus. Life is God. God, the only true life. God is Havaya. Shem Havaya. Yud and then a hey, and then a vav and then a hey. It's Shem Havaya, which is existence, life. That is incredible. That is Hashem. Kiviyachol. And death is the opposite. Death is MS without the Aleph, without the Alufa Shalolam, without the champion of the world, Hashem. So we have to see truth. God is the living God, and we have to see truth as it is. The Rav says here something very chashuv, and that is, don't get sucked up into a world of imagination. There's this crazy world of imagination that people just have these superstitions and fears. Fear, what is fear? Generally, fear is dimyon. It's imagination. You're imagining this is going to happen, that's going to happen. That's fear. So when I'm afraid of something, I'm saying to myself that it's dimyon. I want to live in a world of dimyon. I want to live in a world of reality. So what the Torah is trying to do is, and what God is trying to do is, get us out of our world of dimyon and into the world of emes, out of the world of imagination, of illusory reality, and into the world of absolute true reality. זה הבדל בינינו לבין האותויים עובדי עבדה זרה. כי דמרו חזל, למה נקרא שם הלילים בני שהם חלולים? כלומר, הם מפנים ביותה שום ערך כי מה שיכולים להפעיל על ידי ציורי בלהות, איזה דבר לציור הדמיוני של ההמון. Why are alilim called alilim? Why are idols called idols alilim? Because they're חלולים. Alilim is connected to חלולים, which means they don't have in their pnimius any value, only what they can with their sci-fi, with their science fiction. It's all fiction. And they play on the wild imagination of the masses. But that's not what Hashem gave to Am Yisrael. He is the rock of our salvation. So we don't understand anything of the true internal light of Hashem, the true life. Like they are in the source of life, the living God. We have to know, we give covet to a corpse. There's It is not the content of this honor, of this dignity that we give, we offer to the mace, is not because of the power of imagination and that with which it impacts the external world, because people remember how he was when he was alive. Oh, Yankee was such a great guy when he was alive, and now he's dead. Let's give him kavod. No, it's not what it's about. Okay, nedavar, it's not true. Hakavod etzlein ovei rak mitzad ha'chaim. We are giving kavod to him because of his life. Life. Not because he's dead and we remember his life, but because of life. מצד אותם חיים שבפנימיות, מקורם ישנם במידה עוד יותר גדולה ממה שנראים מבחוץ, באפלם על הרושם החיצוני. But rather because of that life, that in the source, internal source, in its eternal root, there's a lot more of it than what appears on the outside when it impacts the makes an external impression. על כן, חיי הנשמה האלוקית שהנפש מלאה חוכמה, בצדק וקרבת אלוקים היא מלאה מהם, היא תגביר בנו כוח רגש הכבוד להיות מרשימים אותו גם כן, על הגוף שלה לכלי שימוש. And therefore the life of the godly soul, that the soul is filled with wisdom and with justice and with closeness to God, will enhance within us the power of our feeling of honor to apply to the body, which was a kli shimush. It's not because now we're having these, it's not nostalgia, and it's not superstition. When we're giving kavod to the mace, it is an appreciation of the fact that this guf was a kli shimush for avodas Hashem, for Torah and mitzvahs. The head had tefillin on it. The arms gave tzedaka, did chesed. The legs walk to shul. The vertebrae bow during Shemoneh Esrei. It was a kli. It was a kli for Avodas Hashem. That is why we are giving dignity to this body. Not only in the past was it a kli for Avodas Hashem. V'sha'atid lashuv l'chavodo l'ketzei amin. At the end of days, it's going to come back to its honor, and it's going to again be serving God. Gam l'plot ha'chel v'tzidkot l'adrachot she'in chayot b'lev rabim chayim v'margishim v'tnagim v'chayim b'ora b'orech ora al pi ha'ashpa gdola shel oto gdol ha'erech. And also for the pulot chayot, for the living actions, for the tztakot, for the tztaka, for the hadrachas, for the teaching that are living in the hearts of many who feel and act in life, in the path of the light, based on the hashpa of that great person, gedol ha'erech. So again, it is giving honor to life because this person made an impression on us. We are becoming better people because of this person. And therefore, by giving dignity to him, we are giving dignity to our actions of life. So it's the life. It's the fact that his body was a kli shemesh before he died. It's the fact that in the future he will again be serving God. And it's the fact that we, with our living bodies, are also doing, acting in a better way, in a holier way, because of the hashpah of this person. שאותו גוף המת עושה רושם גדול על המחל זה, החיצון והלוות מתרגשים עוד אותם ולא מחיצנים עליהם ממנו למות שמצד עצמו דבר זה, אף איש עצמו מת ואינו מרגיש מצד גופני תום אומה, שדבר יעשה אצלנו חשיבות של חיים. No. Don't think that this guy, this dead guy, we like the fact, this dead body, you know, people when they see a dead body, it's really mystical. Oh, this is a dead body, it's spooky, spooky. Rav Kook says, away from the spookiness. It's not about being spooky. Forget about spooky. The body is not spooky. It's a dead body. It's a corpse. It's a corpse. You know what it is? It's an aria yet, but it's mace. It's mace. And therefore it's a corpse, and therefore it doesn't have the chashivas of life. Lo, enem shem charedim amuna. We are not going after spookiness, because what's spooky? Something is when I was a little kid. I was afraid of the dark. And I remember the Shabbos clock would go off Friday night, to turn the lights off. And I'd be so afraid. And I would run from one part of the apartment to the other because I didn't want the boogeyman to get me. I don't know. It was a boogie, but I was afraid. It's Dimyon. And that's what the dead body is. People have all of these... Dimyon is related to dead body. Today, when the when they have the guy and they have awake, so they put makeup on the dead guy and they make him smile. They put cotton in his mouth to make him smile. Oh, he looks great. It's all Demianus. Doesn't look great. He's dead. He's a corpse. You think he looks great, but he's really. It looks like he's alive. He looks better than he did when he was alive, right? No, he's dead. כן, עלינו וראוי, ולנו ראוי לעשות רושם גלוי שמצד ערך חיים הינו מחזקים מראים שרק האמת היא דגלנו. We believe in life. על כן הכלב. ערך שפל יהיה ערכו. ערך שאנחנו אינו פועל על העולם החיצוני שהוא שום מבט של הוד. מקום היקר הוא יותר מצד ערך חיים מהרי האמת. Since the honor we're giving to the dead person is because of life, the male a person who's really alive gets more honor. And therefore, טוב הכלב החי מן הרי האמת. Better. כי לכלב החי הוא טוב מן הרי האמת. Better is a living dog than a dead lion. לאו דווקא אריה הקים גם מכל גודל גדול ערך, ומכובד שמותו עושה רושם חיצוני יותר אדיר. Not only a lion, but any person that makes a great impression, makes a great impression on us. Still, we honor life, not death. And when we honor death, we're honoring the death that has to do with life. ושזה הכלב מרגיש בחייו. This kelev, this dog, it's a dog, but he feels life. הקן שלך ואיזה ערך של חיים. זה האמת שבצד גופני אותו מרגיש בחייו. אין הרושם החיצוני שזה שווה דבר לפי האמת. The fact that it's spooky, it's mystical, it's superstition. No, no, no. It's a garnished. It's nothing. על פי האמת. And therefore, we have less respect for this dead body than for the living. אמנם מתוך המשפט הזה נזכיר ונבין שאין כל זה, הרי אנו רואים שאנו חרדים מאוד לעקבות גדולה להם המתים. Aye! We still see after all said and done that we are very, very cautious and fearful and respectful of the great people who died. The bodies of these great tzaddikim. יש לא נאמן שמצד הכרה אמיתית שאנו מכירים ביודעים שהמתים הללו אינם מתים כי הם חיים מהם. You know why? Because they're still alive. בני שהם עומדים בחיותם מצדם השכלי במציאותם האמיתית. Because in their true מציאס, they're alive. ותאף מצד אותה השפלה שאנו מייחסים מעניין אחד לגוף, הגדול מול לצורך החי שפל, מתוך כך אנו עומדים על אמיתת היחס של מושג הכבוד. איך הוא עומד על יסוד האמת והמדע הברור. אבל מה ש... So, on one hand, there's a השפלה for the goof. The goof is much lower than the living body. But, and therefore we're giving more honor to the living body. Ki lekelev achai hu tov, min ha'ari ha'emet. On the other hand, you have to know. The ha'ari ha'emet, you know, we're giving him a kavod. All because of all the reasons we said before. Because of the ashpa that he's having on us now and our living people. Because of there was a kli shimush, it was a utensil when he was alive. And it's going to be lasid lavo. And also to know that this dead guy is still alive. He's still alive. He's much more alive than he ever was. מצידו השכלי, from his spiritual side, and his true mitzvahs. His true mitzvahs, he's still alive. And that's why we give kavod, as a recognition, that this body, this person, is truly alive. Not this body, but the soul of this body is truly alive. And by giving respect to the body, we are showing an appreciation for the fact that, in truth, b'pnimius inyano, he's still alive. In his soul. אבל מה שאמרנו מין שולחים מצד השקפה של הראש המחיצוני, but that it makes an external impression, שבקרבו אין מומד, that inside is nothing. תולדות הזוות וההתעלות בפסילים, אז אין אומרים ברוב עוז, תולדות עבודת זרה והתעלות בפסילים, this is the because of עבודת זרה, this is a superstition, this is a paganism. A paganism we say, כי לכלב החי הוא טוב מן הרי האמת. Living dog is better than a dead lion. In other words, this is all lafuke. It's all to preclude from the opinion of the superstitious pagans. Superstitious pagans, we don't believe any of your nonsense. And therefore, kelev achai utov min ha'ari ha'emes. But we're still giving kavod to the ha'ari ha'emes for the reasons that we delineated, i.e., because of the roshim it makes on us and living beings, and because of the fact that it was a klishim when he was alive, it's going to be a klishim shlosed lavo, and we tell mitzios amitis, he's still alive. No, Rabbi Sain, beautiful shtickle, and like the every shtickle in Enea, it's Mamash Orchus Chaim, and they're showing us a balance. It's a balance. On one end, we don't go too far in giving cover to the mace. On the other, we can't not give the mace any cover. We find that balance. We find the good. We see the ups and the downs, as always. Gorgeous. Okay. We'll have Rabotai Bezrat Hashem. And I'm Sheikh. Toda Rabba Rabba. Shehe Ezantem. Shalom Shalom.